Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio.Dominican.edu. We are hosting the Lady Penguins against the Lady Cougars of South Dakota, and we have basketball in the Conlin Center. We'll start with the players to watch for the Penguins. 6'4", Sarah Nelson. Last game against the Saints of St. Mary's, she kept the Penguins in the game with a low post play. She used her height as well as her 7-foot wingspan. She stands at 6'4", and let's see if she can use her height tonight. Now we'll go with Taki Takoi, the New Zealand native, has been on fire since her return last Saturday. She scored 10 in her debut against Cal Maritime and led the team in points with 15 against St. Martin's. Takoi knows how to lead a break, but can she lead the Penguins to victory against the 7-1 Cougars? Now we'll go with the players to watch for the Cougars of South Dakota. Vanessa Johnson, as a senior, she is having a breakout year by averaging 13.8 points per game and standing at 5'9", she is a big guard that can give teams matchup problems. She even leads the team in assists with 27. Now we'll go with Jamie Hoffer. The senior is on the road to be in the University of Sway Falls top 10 scoring list. She needs 52 points to get into that list, and she will be hungry tonight to get into that list. Now we'll go to the coach's corner. How about Travis Traffigan? Traffigan is an offensive-minded coach that enters his fourth season as the Cougars head coach. Traffigan's style of play is to shoot threes and keep on shooting them. His team averages 9.36 three-pointers per game, but they're averaging 15.85 points per game beyond the arc. Now we'll go to the keys to the game for the Lady Penguins. Number one, run. Be like the Phoenix Suns and run after a missed three-pointer. If those Cougars shoot threes, the Penguins should be ready to run. Number two, sloppiness. Stop turning the ball over and do not be lazy in the passing game. The Penguins had 19 turnovers last game. They need to stop turning the ball over in order to win. Number three, injuries. Jasmine Green, Melissa Wise, are they out? No, Jasmine Green will be playing, but with a sore ankle, and Melissa Wise got her lip stitched up. She'll be ready to go, but will they be able to step up tonight here against a 7-1 Cougars? Now we'll be back in 9 minutes for the tip-off. Stay tuned here on radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins versus Cougars. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are ready for some action. Lights, camera, action. The game will be started in 4 minutes and 14 seconds. Let's give you a preview of these Sway Falls Cougars from South Dakota. First of all, they are not only USF is 39-11 in non-conference play under Coach Traffigan, but the Cougars are also 10-2 in the last 12 non-conference away contests and 17-5 all-time in non-conference road meetings with Traffigan at the helm as their head coach. Now they're cracking the top 10. I mentioned this earlier. Jamie Hoffer, who averages 9.8 points per game this season, continues to add to her legacy at USF. She enters the weekend's game with 1,146 career points, which is just 52 points shy of cracking USF's top 10 career scoring list. Senior guard Vanessa Johnson, she averages 13.8 points per game, and sophomore forward Laura Johnson, who averages 10.5. They sit half on the team in scoring and rank first or second in nearly every major statistical category. Laura Johnson leads the team in rebounds, while Vanessa Johnson has 27 in assists, and she is first in the team with 27. Johnson and Johnson, that's their nickname. They play a large role in USF's success and remained undefeated when both are at the top of their game. The Cougars are 4-0 when Johnson leads the team in scoring, and 4-0 when Laura Johnson is the team's rebounding leader. Now we'll go with crashing the boards for this squad. In their last 5 games, the Cougars have out-rebounded their opponents by 45 boards and hold a rebounding margin of 6.6 rebounds per game on the year. USF looks to extend their 5-game win streak this weekend. Now we'll go with the winning lineup, and this is who Coach Traffigan has to play. Holly Agin, Vanessa Johnson, Alyssa Rushton, Laura Johnson, and Jamie Hoffer. They have proved to be a winning starting lineup for the Cougars. This was especially apparent last game when all 5 posted double-digit scoring performance. If that's very impressive. USF is 7-1 with those 5 in the starting lineup this season, so this is going to be a very tough game for the Penguins. Do they have their A game? We will find out. Now, these guys are road warriors. I've said this before. The Cougars, who have played in just one contest at home this season, boast an impressive 4-1 record in away games this season, and they are 17-4 on the road dating back to last season. This team knows how to play as a team, they know how to win as a team, and they know how to play together. Up next, USF will take some time off their holiday season for their first of five home game stand, which starts January 7th when they lost against Valley City State University at 2 p.m. Now we'll go on to our Lady Penguins. Last game, senior Taki Takoi and 6'4" freshman Sarah Nelson teamed for 29 points off the bench, and the Lady Penguins built a 9-point lead in the second half on Tuesday, but couldn't hold off the St. Martin Saints in a 67-61 defeat at the Conlin Center. Dominican lost two starters, leading rebounder Jasmine Green with an ankle injury and Melissa Wise with a cut lip to injury in the first half, as rebounded was out-rebounded 49-28 in the game. Now we will be back here. I'll give you the starting lineups for the Penguins and the Cougars. We'll start with the Cougars. We'll go with Holly Agin, junior 5'9 guard from Worthington, Minnesota. And we'll go with number 5, Vanessa Johnson, senior 5'9 guard out of Hartford, South Dakota. Alyssa Roshton, junior guard out of Rochester, Minnesota. Number 32, Laura Johnson, sophomore 6-foot forward out of Cedar Falls. And number 34, Jamie Hoffer, senior out of Hartford, South Dakota. Please stay tuned. We will have the introductions and we will have the national anthem. Now we'll go to the starting lineups for our Lady Penguins. We'll go with number 4, Kayla Valentine, sophomore guard out of Chino, California. And we'll go with our point guard, Danielle Yamauchi, freshman. She stands at 5'4", and she's from Torrance, California. And we got to go with the shooter, number 24, Kimi Nakamura, junior guard from Sacramento, California. And we'll go with Melissa Wise, who had a busted lip against St. Martin's. She'll be the starting forward. She's from Novato, California. And hey, how about her first start of the year? Freshman center standing 6'4", Sarah Nelson from Clayton, California. This is going to be a tough one here against the 7-1 Cougars, especially being led by their Ivy League opponent from South Dakota. You can't stop to think about these Cougars without mentioning Vanessa Johnson, who's been averaging 13.8 points per game, and she stands at 5'9". She is a big guard that the Penguins may have a tough time with, because she has the size, she has speed, and she also matches up well with people on the floor. Penguins are a small team. They have three people above 6 foot, but all around size, USF is a bigger team. The Penguins need to run the ball against this bigger team and run a fast break like the Phoenix Suns. And now the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Piop. It's getting the technical issues wrapped up, fans. 8 o'clock start for those of you checking the website tonight. This is obviously coming at you 1 hour delayed. Or it may not be so obvious, Piop, but that is the fact. But we're able to bring it to you one way or the other, and we are happy to do so. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab, Yab, your DU broadcasters for tonight. University of Sioux Falls in the house, and you can watch this one on America 1 as usual. Sioux Falls, 7-1. Penguins, 1-7. Tipped out, Sioux's got it. Sioux Falls attacking the Northern Hoop at the Conlin Center, right side. Holly Eggins got it. She's out of Worthington. Not Cal Worthington. You remember him, Patrick. I don't think I've ever called you Patrick in my life.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Piob, you remember Cal Worthington? He said he was a car salesman out of Sacramento. As Sioux Falls knocks it out of bounds. And we're just waiting for the ball to come back in. Yeah, he used to say if I can't sell you a car, you'd eat a bug. I don't know. All right, here we go, fans. 1940. Speaking of Sacramento, Penguins have a couple of Sacramentans. Right now the Penguins have it. Yamauchi's got it on the right wing. She's out there on the right side. She's backing up. Now she goes top of the key. Oh, good foot fake by Valentine. Kick out on the way. Kimmy for a three-ball attempt from the right corner, but she airmails it by about 3 feet. Sioux Falls has it. They bring it up. They've got it top of the key. Now they work it down low with a whistle to Egan.
Stu, Yamauchi's having a tough time matching with Egan. She's a 5'9 guard. I mentioned that before. She's really big, and she's a tough matchup.
Yamauchi in there at 5'4". That must be what you're talking about. No score yet. Sioux Falls brings it in, short side, right under the hoop. They back it out between the circles. Kicking it around is Vanessa Johnson, 5'9 senior. They go top of the key, thinking three ball, no, 22. 21, 20, driving in, right side. Lindsay Johnson stutter steps and picks up a whistle. And let's see. Okay, opening up against Nelson. That's not good, Pia.
No, Nelson cannot afford to foul, especially early in the contest.
Especially considering she fouled out last time. I see Dr. Marcy's in the house tonight.
Yeah.
This is great to have her here. Sioux Falls on the line. Hofer misses the first one, slaps the hands together in disgust. No score yet, fans. 18:59 to go. Hofer will go back to the line now. Bounces it twice on the way, and there's the first score of the night. One zip, Penguins trail. Penguins bringing it up from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. From our right to left, Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Kimmy's got it top of the key. She gets it over to Nelson, who's got one foul on her. Last game, Piab, as you remember, Nelson fouled out coming down the stretch. That hurt the Penguins big
time.
Yeah,
it hurt them big.
Yeah, as the Penguins were tied at 28 at halftime. In fact, led by as many as six. Seven on the shot, six in, drive. On the way, Kayla, three ball, short. Barely got rim, taking down Yamauchi. Shot clock violation. Wait a minute, she hit the rim.
Shot clock violation on the Penguins.
No contest, though, from the coach. I thought she got rim.
It sounded like she got rim. Maybe hit the bottom of the backboard.
So the Penguins give it up. Yamauchi playing some big-time defense. On the left side, Hofer's got it. Hofer drives it. Hofer's bigger than anybody in the place, fans included. Hofer's just a gigantic presence down low. Now the three ball goes off top of the key by Laura Johnson. No good. Wise comes down. Johnson went down to help Wise up, but Wise turned away from her. I don't think she saw her.
Yeah, Hofer's showing good sportsmanship right now.
18-11, one zip Sioux Falls, who are currently 7-1. Sioux Falls in the house. As you might imagine, that's how we're playing now with the steal. USF thrown away. Vanessa Johnson right in the way of it. She takes it the distance herself against Kayla and lays it in for two.
You know, Penguins are averaging 19 turnovers per game, and they had 19 last game, so that's
ouch.
Tough.
That hurts. Left side. Here is Yamauchi bringing it up over to Kimmy Nakamura on the right wing. Back to the top to Kayla. Kayla stutter step, one bounce, another rim. Penguins are not even close. I mean, they haven't even come close. They're barely getting rim, and there's a travel called against Alyssa Rushton, a 5'10 junior out of Rochester, Minnesota. 3-0 Sioux Falls inside of 17.5 PIP.
Yeah, the Penguins are playing some big-time defense, only giving up 3 points. They just need to step it up on offense.
I mean, they've got nothing so far. Not even a quality shot.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had quality looks, but they've had no quality shots yet.
I'm telling you, Stu, it's because USF, they are matching up big. These guys are big girls, and they know how to play big-time defense.
Wise brings it in now as Carnes has entered the game. Stephen, 5'1", where's number one? Over to Kimmy on the right wing. Oh, Kimmy from 22. Yes! Tie game, three up. Nakamura buries it, 17-15 PIP.
Now the Penguins just need to play defense in order to stay alive.
Penguins played some pretty good defense last game. Driving around the outside of the arc now is Egan. She gets it down low. She works it in there. Now heaving it across the court to Johnson. Johnson to Rushton. Soft jumper buckling from the right elbow. Two. Boy, that one went down sweetly.
Rushton had a good release there.
She did. That was a good stroke. I think she's a lefty. 5-3, Sioux Falls. And now, ooh, Kayla chucked it over there to Kimmy and almost let it get away, but Wise comes up with it, three ball on the way, and the Penguins are going to live and die by the three tonight as Carnes comes down with a rebound. So don't underestimate Carnes at 5'1", 16-20 to go, Kayla. But the Penguins don't want to be firing off the tray balls all night. USF is much bigger. Man-to-man PI, they're gigantic next to the little old DUs. I mean, look at them. All of these girls out of Sioux Falls are just gigantic.
The funny thing is they're not even playing man-to-man defense. They're playing a solid 2-3 zone that's really making the Penguins struggle.
5-3 fans. Penguins trail early, 16-20 to go. Wise has it, top of the key, Kimmy. Sioux Falls is playing some defense, the likes of which the Penguins haven't seen this season. Thus their 7-1 start. They, the Cougars out of Sioux Falls. Penguins are 1-7. Wise can't even get it inbound. That's how heavy the defense is. Right in front of Dr. Mary Marcy, the president of the university, Laura Johnson is guarding her. Finally gets it inbounds to Lauren Hyatt, who goes up and under, and Hyatt with a 9-foot air ball. It was she missed the bucket by that far. She came up and under and tried to spin it off the glass, but got nothing. No glass, no nothing, just a lot of air. Here's a three ball from the left wing by Vanessa Johnson. And Coach Chambers calls the timeout mercifully, Piab. And so far, I'm not real happy with the way things are going. It's not that the Penguins are playing poorly. It's just that USF is, A, they're bigger, and they're better. Yeah, and there's no question about it. 8-3. What do you think? 15:55 to go.
Well, I'm thinking that size matters in this situation, Stu. They can't find penetration in the hole, and it's because USF is just far bigger. I mean, the Penguins need to shoot threes. They're living and dying by the three right now. But if the Penguins get hot, if they get Nakamura going, and Flynn hasn't seen some playing time yet, Takoi's about to check in. If they can make some three-pointers, that's going to make USF come out and guard the three-point line.
Among USF starters, only two are 5'9". The rest are bigger. And the Penguins are starting at 5'6", 5'4", 5'6", 5'10", 6'4". So, there you go. Penguins bring it back in now. 15:50 to go, fans. 8-3. Kimmy now tipped out of bounds, and they give it back to Sioux Falls. After some massive defense chucked up by Vanessa Johnson, Piab and I will be back in about 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. A timeout on the court. All right, fans, here we go. Stuart Arn and Patrick Ayabiab. 15:46 to go. Conlon Center, Dominican University, California. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at DU, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Here we go, fans. Inbounds, Chrissy Strasburg, a 5'4" sophomore out of Elk Point, South Dakota, brings it up for USF. Not San Francisco. Uh-oh, three ball by Johnson is deep. Sioux Falls finally missed one. Piab.
Stu, you know what the funny thing about Sioux Falls is? They live and die by the three as well. They're averaging 15 points per game from the three-point line.
8-3. Penguins trail. Carnes. Carnes is out there matched up against Strasburg at 5'4", and that's a pretty good matchup. Uh-oh. Ooh, almost thrown away. Valentine, 8 on the shot clock, driving in 7. Valentine now kick out right. No look. Valentine walked with it. Valentine drifted through the paint and took about 9 steps. Maybe more. That's what defense will do.
Yeah, she's just trying to find penetration in the holes, too.
Yeah, and they had come set. And there's nowhere to go. I mean, these Sioux Falls, they're playing very tough, but they're big. I'm very impressed by the size, but also the quickness. And these guys, they're all shooters. Penguins have their hands full tonight. Needless to say, good ball control as they work it around the perimeter. Outside, chucking it around. Three ball on the way, Johnson. Deep. Kicked out. Penguins come down with it. Good rebound there by Lauren Hyatt. Oh, no, it got away from her and fell off the end line. Let's see where it goes. Nelson gets ready to re-enter.
Nelson's the only one that can match up with him, Stu.
Yamauchi back in there in place of Carnes. Kimmy's going to come back in place of Kayla, I believe. And look who's in there, Jasmine Green. Jasmine Green, who rolled the ankle last game on the air, but she's okay now. So she is playing Green. We'll keep an eye on her. The Penguins really missed her last time, you know what I'm saying, Piab. Penguins now on defense, up off the glass, up and under, and it could have gone either way, but it went in, and Jamie Hofer's getting them all to fall. P up 10-3. Penguins trail.
Yeah, now she needs 49 points in order to stop that top 10 list for Sioux Falls in scoring.
Nakamura out there on the right wing. Nakamura did knock down a big three earlier, but they're just keeping him too far out there. Taki Tokoi on the way. Three ball!
Hey, Tokoi is exactly like Shane Battier. She loves the corners, and she drains threes when they need them.
On the corner, Taki gets it to fall, bringing it up. Chrissy Strasburg, she dumps it off again to Hofer. Hofer gets fouled by Sarah Nelson.
It's because Nelson was moving her feet. Her hands were up, but moving her feet, that's gonna be a little block.
With 13:53 to go in the first half, and Nelson's already got a pair. That's not good.
No, but I mean,
that's a lot.
They do have Lauren Hyatt off the bench. They have Jasmine Green, but they need Nelson's size in order to stay alive.
Hofer's in there. She knocks down the first, 11-6. Now Nelson's yanked as Wise in her place. If the Penguins have any chance, they're going to need Nelson down the stretch with two fouls on her already. It does not bode well. Second one's good as Hofer is making everything she's looking at now, 12-6. 13:50 to go, Nakamura right side. Yamauchi check it, now Nakamura in the corner with a stutter step back to the top of the key. Taki fakes left, goes right, out to Kayla. No, that's Jasmine Green. Kayla's on the bench. Left side, Taki, who just buried the three, drives in. Oh, that was nice. She pinched it against herself, pulled up 360, spinner, buckled and knocked it down 12-8.
That's fundamentals, too, just using her pivot foot.
Yeah, that was textbook sweetness as Hofer's got it now. She's got Wise in her mug. Wise now slapped her in the face, and Wise forces the issue and gets the ball back for the That was all Melissa Wise right there.
Yeah.
Wise came up last time, ended up in the hospital after getting a hard elbow in the mouth, but Wise is not backing up as a result. She ended up going to the hospital and getting that thing stitched up. She had a mouthful of blood like I've never seen in the Conlin Center. 11 years I've been sitting here calling these games. That was a lot of blood. Green's got it now, top of the key between the circles. She goes left side. Oh, an off-ball penalty. Tokoi gets pushed by Bailey Bowman.
Hey, so you know what the funny thing is? We are talking about the size of USF, but the Penguins are in the game. They're only down by four.
You're absolutely right. 13-07. Totally one-sided. But the Penguins are playing some big defense with Wise and now with Tokoi off ball. Now the Penguins bring it up. After Tokoi got munched off ball, thrown to the floor by Bowman. So the D's get it back. Right side now, 17 on the shot clock. Penguins aren't doing anything. Now looking for some penetration. Taki Tokoi gets it after the near muff by Yamauchi. Now Kimmy. Now down low, Jasmine. Oh, almost walked with it. Stutter step, three ball to Wise. Turn around, Jasmine on the way. 1 second to go, it hits the rim, but doesn't fall. Heaving it across the court and bringing it up very quickly are Sioux Falls. Now they work it back down low. Over the top, Elizabeth Hindrith is in there. Hindrith is another big player at 6'2", the senior, out of Norwalk, Iowa. 12 and a half to go, 12-8. Penguins commit their fourth team foul, while Sioux Falls has committed just three. So the Cougars are going to get it. They're going to bring it in on the short side right under the bucket now. And they do so very quickly. The Penguins can't do anything about that. But Carnes is back there playing some tremendous defense and forced it under the legs of USF's Vanessa Johnson. And it goes out of bounds. And that was all Carnes. More defense. The one thing keeping the Penguins in this game is defense.
Hey, Stu, the thing about the Penguins is they could force turnovers. They're actually ahead plus three against St. Martin's last game.
Penguins now have brought in Ariana Flynn, the three-point expert, and drifting with it is Lauren Hyatt, unforced error by the Penguins. Terry Toomey's in the house, fans. As usual, 12-12 to go. 12-8, Penguins trail, now behind the back. Vanessa Johnson brings it up against Carnes. Carnes, oh my gosh, Carnes is just all over the place, and Carnes again forces the issue, and Johnson gives it up again. Now, if the Penguins could just score off of some of these, I think we'd have a game.
Jesus Christ. We'd have a game. She's just too scrappy. She's just too scrappy. This is the best defense I've seen Carnes play, maybe her entire career.
She's really pushing her entire body up against. She's really pushing the envelope is what she's doing there of what's legal and what isn't. Carnes has got it now left side. Penguins trail by 4, 11:50. Left side, Kimmy for three. Oh, I thought she had it. It bounced very high. Hit the standard that holds the clock atop the backboard. 11:47 to go. There is a media timeout. And when you're talking media, you're talking Patrick Kayabyab. Stuart Horn with you, 12:08. Penguins trail, we're back in 30. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans. Uh-oh. Now the clock's gone off overhead. Now the clock's back on. And that's a good thing. 12-8. Penguins trail by only four, though. 11:47 to go. The Penguins living with defense tonight, Piab. That's it. Not a lot of shots going down, but a lot of defense happening in the Conlon Center. The likes of which we haven't seen in a while. And now Carnes slides off of Vanessa Johnson. Johnson hits the deck, but Carnes with the foul.
Yeah, she pushed off there. She knew it. That's why she smiled.
She looked over the coach, but everybody in the place saw that one. Laura Johnson's going to bring it in now, the 6-foot sophomore out of Cedar Falls, Iowa. She does get it in, and Carnes again. Carnes picks up two within the span of about 4.5 seconds.
No, that's a bummer because Carnes was actually their spark plug tonight.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, but Carnes gets yanked as a result. And Hyatt's also out of there. Vanessa Johnson brings it in. They get it back over to Laura Johnson. You've got three Johnsons on the team, by the way. You've got Vanessa, Laura, and Lindsay Johnson. We haven't heard of Lindsay yet.
No.
But we've got the other two going. 12-8 still. The Penguins have managed to stave off the Cougars for the last couple of minutes of play. Penguins on offense now as Ariana Flynn's got it. Now they go into the corner. Stutter step Yamauchi outside green thinking about it. Wise wants to shoot. She always does. Picks up the screen from Green at the top of the key. Back over to Flynn. Now 14. Now the nice move. There goes Wise. Back outside. Three ball. Flynn on the way deep. Grazed the rim. Followed it in herself. Trying to get it back. But a heads up move by Holly Egan to block the way. 12-8. Still no scoring. 11:05 to go.
I never realized how quick of a release Flynn has. That's just super quick.
She's got a good stroke, too. It's smooth. There's nothing herky-jerky about it. Penguins now on defense. Laura Johnson brings it up. They get it down low very quickly to Hildreth. Hildreth knocks it down and gets the... No, she doesn't knock it down, but she does get two from the floor. Let's see. Uh-oh. This is on Melissa Wise. That's her first. The seventh for the Penguins. Elizabeth Hildreth will go to the line, the 6'2" senior. Very short, not even close. So while the bucket didn't go, she got to go to the line for a pair, but the first one missed. Still 12-8. 10:48 to go, and this one missed. But the rebound is taken by Laura Johnson. Good box out move. She flips it to the top of the key to Hildreth, and now resetting is Vanessa Johnson, the 5'9 senior. She's up against Yamauchi. Comes in, too much class. Oh no, Kayla knocked it out of bounds. The Penguins had three under the bucket, boxed out perfectly, got the ball, and somehow it got away from Kayla, went out off the end line, 10:36 to go. It's going to be Sioux Falls ball right under the bucket, just dead under it. Inbounds to Hildreth, the 6'2" senior. Hildreth sets up a screen to knock Yamauchi, gets it into the backcourt. The USF recovers. Johnson brings it up right side. Now it's flipped out of play. It's going to be Penguin ball.
They're saying that's USF ball. I'm surprised.
I really thought that was kicked out off of the offender. But here we go again off the end line. Again under the bucket. Driving it up is Johnson. Right side off the bottom of the backboard. No. Whistles again. So unlike the other night, as we come to the end of the first quarter, fans, and a whistle. Unlike the other night, just tons of whistles going off tonight as Taki Tokoi gets ready to re-enter the game. 12-8 still. Nobody scored in 3.5 full minutes of play. Neither team. Free throws included. Here's Laura Johnson on the line. And now, Johnson knocks one down. 13-8, the Penguins trail by 5. As Hofer is out, Green out, Wise out. Hyatt's back in there along with Taki has re-entered. 10:18 to go, fans. Johnson back on the line, and this one is short, but it fell in anyway. So she missed it short, but it rattled in off the backboard. 10:15 to go. 14-8 now. If the Penguins could get anything going. I mean, Sioux Falls hasn't scored in as many minutes as the Penguins. If the Penguins could just get something going, they'd be right there. They're really not down that much, 14-8. Here's Flynn, high dribbling. Trouble. Flynn, uh-oh. And USF is not playing the defense. The Penguins are. Here's Kayla, 360. Oh, Kayla had a mouthful of Sioux Falls on her. I mean, she turned right around, slammed into Alyssa Rushton like a brick wall. Shot clock violation, the second of the night for the Penguins, with 9:46 to go. And the play-by-play. Here is Patrick Kayabyab.
Now, Kimi Nakamura will return for the Penguins. Sioux Falls will take it out. 9:46 left in the game, folks. And look who's coming into play. Strasburg being guarded by Yamauchi in the corner. Johnson. Pass off to Hoffer. Hoffer knows how to use her body, and she nails it in. She bull-rosed over Lauren Hyatt.
She sure did. She stepped right around her. She just backed in, stepped around her, just like they teach you to do on day one of camp.
Valentine being heavily guarded by Agon. Valentine puts some penetration in. It's off front iron, and guess who has it again? That's Hoffer. Running the break now is Rushton, and she'll beg him back to Hofter, and will bring him back to Laura Johnson. Oh, good D by Taki Takoi, making Johnson work. Johnson pushed off with her offhand. But it's a three ball, and it's rebounded. Offensive rebound by Hoffer. And there's going to be a foul on the Penguins. That is their ninth on the night in the first half with 8:55 left in the game.
So Chambers went down and grabbed Green off the bench and practically lifted her off the bench, insisting she go in there because the Penguins are not managing any rebounds, no boxing out, no nothing right now.
You know, Hyde is just being manhandled. She's being manhandled by Hoffer, and she's at the line.
Hoffer's pretty tough as she knocks down the first one. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. Now, Hoffer's she's a really tricky player to scout on. She's 5'11", but she doesn't use her height to play. She uses her size. And at standing at 5'11", she has a good mid-range J. Yeah, she knocked down both free throws there. 18-8, Penguins down by 10, 5 buckets. 8:52 left. Put penetration. There's Valentine for three. And yes, sorry. Put that in. 18-11. Penguins now down by 7. After that, maybe the Penguins could get something going. It's off that three by Kayla Valentine. And we'll start off with defense. Hoffer inside. Double team. Oh, she gets her own rebound. And the Penguins catch a break. They get it. Now running the break is Yamauchi. She finds the offensive core. She'll lay it up. And in, the Penguins took the lead to 5. 18-13. And it all started with the defense. Refs let him play down low a bit. As Strasburg crosses half court, she'll give it to Agon. The Penguins have found a spark. Driving the lane is Laura Johnson. And they're going to say it's an offensive foul. Takoi draws the charge. The Penguins are playing big-time defense while they're staying in the game. They're down by 5. 8 minutes flat left in the game. There's some problem with the clock. And they're pushing it. I said this. This is the key to the game. Push in order to score. Be like the Phoenix Suns. Score some fast break points. And that's what they did. Now they still have the energy. Green trying to work on Hofter. And she hurt her ankle again. She limped off that play. But Green's still fighting. And you could see her. She is limping, and that's bad. And she's wincing in pain, but she's still fighting. She's a warrior. Three ball. Rebound by Nakamura. And they are pushing. 7:26 left. Yamauchi has it on top of the key. Takoi pivots. Oh, and she gets stuffed. 7:17 left. Vanessa Johnson, that's their leading scorer, who's averaging 13 points per game. Back to Agon, that's a three ball, and that can't shut the Penguins up. And it seems like the Penguins may have possession. Media timeout, radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio.Dominican.edu. We have a close one here against the Cougars versus Our Lady Penguins. Down low, and that's laid up right and in by Alyssa Rushton. Penguins are trying to run, trying to get something going. Lauren Heights down low, being guarded by Hoffer. Good pivot step, but they're going to say she traveled. That's Kayla Valentine. And the Penguins are turning the ball way too over, and this is what's causing them to not score points on offense. They're down by 7, 20-13, with 6 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game, and Flynn is ready to check in. Oh, good drive to the basket. Oh, good block by Hyatt.
That was pushing all ball it right there. They should have had all kinds of whistles, but Hyatt just got the mitt in there and stuffed it. That was awesome.
Nakamura dangerous from the 3 ball. She'll shoot it, and it's off front iron. Now the Cougars are running. Giving it to Agin. Agin will drive the lane. She's all alone, and she'll lay it up and out, but there's a foul on the Penguins, and now they're in the double bonus with 6 minutes and 24 seconds left in the game.
That's a lot of aggressive play to get. With this much time, 6.5 to go, and you've already put the other team in the double bonus. That's the Penguins playing some massive defense, is what that is.
And you know what? It's a good thing to be in double bonus sometimes, because we haven't seen the Penguins play this much defense in a while, and sinking the first one is Agin. Penguins down by 7, 21-13. Agin, that was her first free throw attempt. This is her second, and she nails that one, and that goes down perfectly and smooth. 22-13 now. Penguins down by 9. That's 5 buckets. Nakamura on the 3 line. Hyatt, oh, she had a lane. She made Hildreth stuff. There's Flynn for 3.
Come on.
And that's off the iron. Oh, good hustle play by Bentz, and she puts it up and in. 22-17. The Penguins are ready, and good D again by Nakamura, stuffing that. If she didn't block that pass, then that would be an easy 2-point drive by Holly Agin. Penguins playing some big-time D. 5 minutes, 57 seconds left. Down by 7. Agin. Shuffled the feet. That's good D by Ariana Flynn. People are saying, hey, shooters cannot play D, such as Anthony Morrow, such as Monte Ellis. But look who's playing D, Ariana Flynn and Kimi Nakamura. First, Nakamura stuffs the pass, and Flynn makes USF shuffle their feet. There's Nakamura for 3, and she puts that in. 22-18. Penguins are still in it. 5 minutes, 37 seconds ago. Nakamura has been a spark plug when she makes the 3 ball, but there's Vanessa Johnson, and she answers right back. 25-18, Penguins down. Nakamura in 3 again. She's being guarded by Bauman. Flynn.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, yeah, Penguins have the ball still. Right. That's a foul by the Cougars.
I thought it was against Flynn.
And it's going to be on Holly Agin. That's her second foul on the day. And that's the 7th. 3 more. Penguins will be in the double bonus. But Flynn has a trip to the line. They're going to say she was in the shooting motion.
This is a nasty game. There's a lot of back and forth, a lot of trouble both ways. Kind of like the way this is going.
One-on-one, and Flynn nails her first one. Jasmine Green ready to check in. And she'll check in for Lauren Hyatt. Ariana Flynn, I mentioned this before, her release is so pretty. It's so quick. Here's her second. And she rails that one in, 25-20. With 5 minutes, 15 seconds left. Vanessa Johnson is their spark plug, and they're gonna say Elizabeth Hildreth, she's the senior. They're gonna say she traveled. That's something seniors cannot do. And she's standing at 6'2". That's supposed to be an easy bucket. Oh, good crossover. Pass to Bentz, and it's off the foot of Bentz. And the Penguins suffer there because Bentz had an open lane to lay that up and in. 5 minutes flat left in the game. Left in the half, I should say. And now running the point is Vanessa Johnson. She's an off guard. But we're going at 5'9". I said she's a tough competitor. And she had that open lane, and it's off back iron. And rebounded by Jasmine Green. The funny thing is here, the Penguins are only down 5, and their best defensive player, Sarah Nelson, has not seen playing time after picking up 3 quick fouls. Vanessa Johnson, 3-ball. She is heating up.
Holy cow, did she knock that thing down from about 22?
That is her second 3-pointer in the game.
That was big.
28-20, and look who's coming back to play. That's Hoffer. Off back iron is Yamauchi. Now Strasburg pushes. She'll shoot a mid-range J. Rebounded by Hildreth. And it's back to Johnson. She is on fire, but missed that one. Rebounded by Bentz. Now they're running. Flynn. Oh, over the back. This is a shooter here who's pulling some ball movement, but she shuffled the feet. Penguins turn it over again. Now Jamie Hofer, the big body she has, she is a presence down low. She checks back in. USF ready to play. And taking it out is Rushton. And coming into their star scorer is Vanessa Johnson. Guarded by Valentine. Scorer on score. Ulmer gets her first playing time. She has it. And now it's back to Rushton in the corner. She'll be guarded. Hofter shuffled the feet. She was looking for a mid-range J, but causing her to turn over the ball is Jasmine Green getting in her face. Now we have media timeout. We will be back here on Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins have possession. Welcome back to Radio.Dominican.edu, I should say. And running the point now is Kayla Valentine. Nakamura has it in the corner. Two hands on the ball, finds the man in motion. That's Takoi. Takoi dribbling off back. She's calling for a play. Finds Flynn. Backs up. Flynn in the corner. Coach Traffigan saying she pushed off, but there's no call. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Nakamura has the ball. She'll shoot it. And it's off back iron and in. You can call that luck. But hey, Lady Luck's on our side. 28-22. Penguins down by 6. Good shot by Nakamura. Just off glass. Running it is Strasburg. She lays it up and out. Jasmine Green has it. She gives it to Valentine. Oh, and it's almost picked by Johnson. Takoi in the corner. This is where she's dangerous. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in the half. Takoi has it again. She's become a playmaker. Flynn on top of the key. Back to Nakamura. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Back to Takoi. Takoi in the corner. Lays it up. Off back iron. Green has the offensive rebound to Takoi, and it's stuffed by Vanessa Johnson. Hoffer with the loose ball. Back to Johnson. Back to Strasburg. She has the lane. Oh, but the Penguins catch a break there. Takoi stripped the ball from Strasburg, but the Cougars have the ball back.
I'll tell you what, Piab, the Penguins are just a couple of shots away from this thing going the way of the Penguins. Even though USF is bigger and badder and have been so all night, the Penguins are right there playing much harder defense than we've ever seen them play, this season anyway, and certainly better defense than the Cougars, no question. Not even close.
I really want to see Carnes back in. She was a big energy start plug.
Yeah, you're right.
To put the Penguins back in play, and that's going to be off Jasmine Green's left hand, and it will be the Cougars' ball. Natalie Bentz was going to check in. And she'll be checking in for Jasmine Green. Green's just getting some minutes here because she sprained her ankle last game against St. Martin's. Strasburg put some penetration in the corner. 3-ball. That is Rushton.
That hurts.
That's her first 3-pointer of the game. Down by 9. Valentine putting penetration. Oh, in and out layup. 31-22, 1 minute, 55 seconds left in the half, and they're going to say that was a travel off a fast break. The Penguins now could get some life into it before the half. 31-22, down by 9. Yamauchi has the ball, and she'll slow it down. Calls the play, back to Valentine. Jab steps to Nakamura. She jab steps as well. Back to Green. Oh, that's a 3-ball by Valentine. Offensive rebounded by Takoi. Dangerous pass, almost stolen. Back to Takoi in the corner for 3. Shane Battier! 31-25, she nails the 3. She loves the corners.
That's large.
Kept the lead in. Rebounded by Bentz. She tips it to Valentine. Fast break on it. They push it. Looking to Decoy. She tries to shoot another three. Back to Valentine.
Come on.
Corner. No. Now the Cougars push it. Strasburg has a lane. She finds the open Johnson, and she lays it up and out. She was wide open. She gets her own rebound, and she lays it up and in. And there's going to be a 20-second timeout on the Penguins. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Radio.dominican.edu. Penguins down by 8. Penetration in. She'll give it back to Valentine. Valentine with 48 seconds left. 19 seconds on the shot clock. There comes Yamauchi, finds Nakamura. Three ball off front iron. Look at the hustle play that the captain, Tokoi, has from the corner again. No, rebounded by Valentine to Nakamura. Back to Valentine. Penetration, mid-range J, off back iron. And Bentz is being a hustle spark plug as well. Coach calls timeout with 24 seconds left in the half. And that's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. 24 seconds left in the first half. Yamauchi, she is flirting with the half-court line. 19 seconds left. Yamauchi has it with 15 seconds. There's no movement by the Penguins. 12 seconds. 11, 10. The clock's running down. 9. Yamauchi still has it. Tipped away. Penguins have it. Nakamura with 3, 2, 1. And Nakamura shoots it. Prayer almost in. What a half. Penguins down 8. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio.dominican.edu. Another broadcast broadcasted by us. I'm Patrick Hayabi. I'm joined by my play-by-play man, partner in crime, Stuart Horn. We'll give you some quick stats for halftime. The Penguins are shooting 28% from the field. I mean, that's bad, but also the Cougars are only shooting 37% from the field. But they're doing a good job here because these guys average 15 points per game for the half. But now the half is over. Second half ready to start, and we'll be back. Here's the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P-Up. 33-25, fans, we are back underway. Second half action on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Stuart on Patrick Kayab. Here we go. The Cougars from University of Sioux Falls in the house. Sioux Falls now attacking the Southern Hoop as both teams have switched at halftime, as is normally the case. Vanessa Johnson has it. She goes behind the back with 9 on the shot clock. A soft jumper from within the key. Miss deep, taken down by Sarah Nelson. It passes it off to Yamauchi, brings it up. Danielle Yamauchi, a 5'4" freshman, a new get for the Penguins. That's because she's a freshman. She better be new if she's a freshman.
Yeah.
19-18 to go. Yamauchi over to Wise. Top of the key, Wise drives in right side. Back outside to Kayla. 8 on the shot clock. Out on the right wing. Trouble. To Wise, 5. Wise drives in, 3. Outside Kayla, 2. On the way, 1. Air ball. I'm going to say the Penguins have chucked up a half a dozen air balls tonight.
It's tough with the Sioux Falls playing tremendous defense, but Penguins playing good defense on the other end as well.
Yeah, you're right. It's a match of defensive prowess so far. Penguins now on defense. Let's see if they can do something good. USF on the way. That's a big-time three ball chucked up by Elisa Rushton. And just on the turnaround, the Penguins now have it stolen away as Rushton in the backcourt goes up from the right and misses it. And now the Penguins bring it up as they were rightly entitled on the previous sequence, which they were not able to do. Here's a turnaround jumper by Nelson. Wow. Oh, wow, it bounces off the back of the iron and falls.
A mid-range J by a 6-foot center.
36-27. Penguins now trail. Here's an easy layup from the right side by Vanessa Johnson and a whistle. Uh-oh. Don't tell me this is on Nelson. Yep. And that's her third. Coach Chambers doesn't like that call at all. She's got the palms to the ceiling, P-Up. Yeah. And that sends Rushton checking Vanessa Johnson to the line. Little old Nelson gets her third. She's only in there for 1 minute in the second half, and she's going to leave her in there for a moment, though. Coach is saying that it was a bad call. Usually Chambers doesn't say that unless, in fact, it is a bad call. Chambers is pretty fair. The first one goes 37-27. Second one rattles around and goes.
Tony West is going crazy on the other side.
Carnes now brings it up on the right side. She's on the elbow. She backs in up against Strasburg. Passes it off to Wise, who drives in right side. Wise amid heavy traffic. Yes. Wise gets it to fall. That's a nice play. 38-29. Pardon me?
Just floated it in there,
yes,
Stu.
She really did. There's a ton of defense going on around her, too. Now from back and behind, Carnes again. Carnes jumps up. I'll give Sioux Falls one thing. They always try and help the Penguins up off the floor every time. A really good sports about stuff. You were mentioning that in the first half.
Yeah. Especially Holly Hoffer. Julie Hoffer, I should say.
Jamie Hoffer. 17:48 and the clock rolls 38-29. Penguins trail. Driving it in is Hofer. Left side. Check it. It was Johnson. She passes it off to Hofer. And Hofer knocks it down. Hofer's got Nelson all over her. Hofer's got Nelson by 30 pounds, 25 pounds. And that's a tough thing to deal with. Uh-oh, throwing it away now into the backcourt. Penguins have it. Kayla has it. And there's a backcourt foul as the Penguins could not handle it. 40-29. Coach calls out Red Robin, 17-21. 17-21 to go, and after the backcourt violation, the Cougars have it. Left side as they work it around the outside of the perimeter. Hands all over the place, Hagen. Hagen had a big-time first half on the Penguins with a good foot fake, goes Johnson. Down low over to Hofer, two. Play there by Hofer. Hofer got it after a nice assist by Johnson. Carnes now brings it up to Kayla on the right side. Kayla with a stutter move. Fakes left, goes right. Kayla kick back out to Kimmy. Top of the key over to the right side. Now Wise. Wise with a stutter move. Goes between the legs. Wise, 18-footer on the way. Deep. Hofer with a rebound. Left side over to Johnson now. On the way, three ball. Very short, but a rebound taken by Egan and put back. Egan again knocks it in.
Sioux Falls now is just playing great offense. They're using their body, what they didn't use in the first half.
Hey, you're right. That may be the big adjustment that they made when they went to the clubhouse. 16-23 to go. Carnes on the right side, Kimmy. Down low. Now Wise. Oh, Wise. Wise absolutely slams into Hofer. Didn't see Hofer standing there. Tried to make the barrel move to turn in the barrel and slams into Hofer. Hofer gets yanked after a second foul, and Johnson's back in there. Check it, that is Hildreth, not Johnson. Johnson's on the floor. But Hildreth comes in with Johnson, with Egan, with Rushton, and now the Penguins quick up and in. Three ball attempt by Kimmy is no good, taken down by Rushton. Right side, they bring it up. Rushton, oh, I thought it was a backcourt penalty. Rushton, no look pass over to Hildreth at the right second, and the bucket falls, and they draw the foul. So Rushton will go to the line after knocking down the deuce, 46-29, 16-04 to go.
Stu, what makes USF so dangerous is that they have so much depth. You got Hildreth, who stands at 6'2". Then you got Kelly Hoff, a junior, who stands at 6'. These guys are stacked, especially on size.
So Kayla Valentine and Sarah Nelson go back to the bench. They're out there with Carnes and Taki, Flynn and Kimmy, and Jasmine Green. And the three-point play is converted by Hildreth, 47-29. And all of a sudden, Sioux Falls is creating some serious daylight. Here's Taki down low. Taki was able to find Jasmine at the great assist as she drifted in from the left side of the paint and got it to fall. Down low, Hildreth muffs it away but gets it back. Top of the key over to Johnson. Driving in against Carnes. A lot of glass, too much. Jasmine Green with a rebound. Carnes now. They'll bring it up 15 and a half to go, fans. 47-31. Penguins now on the outside of the perimeter. Stolen away into the hands of Rushton. And I think we have a media timeout. And, in fact, we do. So it will be Penguin ball when we return, I believe. And Piab will have the play-by-play when we return, I believe. You are listening to Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back now in the second half with 15:20 to go. And the play-by-play here is Patrick Kayab-Yab.
I just heard Coach Chamber talking to Steph Corns and talking to Ariana Flynn, and she just said, you guys got to move the ball. That's something they haven't done all day today. Jasmine Green has it on top of the key. Back to Corns, almost thrown away. Nakamura has it on top of the key now. Back to Takoi. Takoi moving, and they're going to say that she walked her feet. That's a turnover by the Penguins. Penguins are turning the ball over a lot tonight, especially with air balls. Air balls count as turnovers as well. Passing it off. Agan, guarded by Nakamura, drives the lane. So Strasburg just fall, and there's going to be a foul on Flynn.
Boy, and Strasburg came just flying across the key, but she was skidding on her chest. And she almost got in the way of the shooter who was driving on that left side. Strasburg, I think she lost part of her hide on the floor. You know, skinned those knees or something.
She came up smiling, so she's fine. Missing the first free throw is Holly Agan. Holly Agan, 3 for 4 now on free throws. Steph Corns crosses half court. Finds Flynn in the corner. Takoi trying to find her, but thrown away by Flynn. Another turnover by the Penguins. Back-to-back possessions, turnovers. Now, Carnes doing a little press on Strasburg. Passes over to Johnson, and there's going to be a foul on Takoi. That's the Penguins' fifth foul with only 14 minutes, 44 seconds in the second half. That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of fouls.
Penguins down by 17, 48-31. Penguins are now playing a man-to-man defense. They were playing a 2-3 zone the entire game. A different look. Carnes is playing really, really good defense on Strasburg. Johnson tries to lay it up and in. Off iron, and the Penguins will have the ball. Takoi will take it out. And Yamauchi will return for the Penguins, replacing Stephanie Carnes. Natalie Bentz trying to check in as well. Ariana Flynn in the corner. Back to Takoi. Back to Yamauchi. Down on the post is Jasmine Green. Finds Flynn, the cutting Flynn, and lays it up and in. 48-33. Penguins down 15 with 14 minutes, 13 seconds to go.
Penguins have had really nice moments of beautiful play.
But stuff like that will not let them win the game. That's an easy layup by Hildreth. Crossing half court is Yamauchi. Finds Flynn. She drives in. Oh, and she traveled. She traveled. The ball got stuck in her hands. Maybe too much grip. That's another turnover by the Penguins. That is their fourth on the half.
That's just what good defense does. It throws you out of your rhythm, and you start making stupid little mistakes like that. Pinch the ball between your hip and your wrist. You high dribble. You cup the ball, and all of a sudden, you're giving up turnovers that you didn't mean to do. I mean, you never mean to do it.
The 5'4" Strasburg, sophomore from Elk Point. She crosses half court. After the ball was momentarily in Johnson's hand, back to Strasburg, and she lays it up and in. That's her first points of the game. Flynn's doing a lot of dribbling, and she's a shooter. Not a lot of dribblers do that as well. Back to Wise. Wise. Off front iron. Off. Here comes Johnson. Vanessa Johnson. And it's back shot. Three-pointer missed by Lauren Johnson. So many Johnsons.
Yeah.
Ariana Flynn goes under the back. Back to Yamauchi. To Flynn. Three ball. Off. Off the side rim. Now Vanessa Johnson goes over the back. Guarded by Yamauchi. She's a good ball handler for a 5'9 guard. 12 minutes, 53 seconds left. Oh, stolen by Bentz. Bentz has been a defensive stopper all night for the Penguins. 12 minutes, 45 seconds. Yamauchi finds penetration, finds Flynn. Flynn tosses it to Takoi. with 20 seconds on the shot clock, and there's going to be a reach-in foul by the Cougars, and it's going to be on 52, Elizabeth Hildreth. Yeah, that's Hildreth. That's going to be her first personal foul. And we said her name a lot today in down low, and that's going to be her first foul. Strasburg is going to sit. Agin comes back in. And there's going to be a 30-second timeout for the Penguins. Stay tuned here on radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back after a momentary break here on radio.dominican.edu. And they're going to say she walked. Flynn is having a tough night. She has already four turnovers in the half. Coach Chambers calling for some D. Vanessa Johnson crosses half court. Flynn playing tough D, though, even though she's turned it over against Agin. Agin finds the open Lauren Johnson, and Laura Johnson lays it up and in. 55, 56, 54, 33 now. No point changed. Now here comes Bentz. Bentz to Flynn. Flynn to Coy. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Melissa Wise has it, loses it, but Yamauchi's there to find her. Yamauchi finds Flynn on top of the key. Flynn doing a little isolation. She'll lay it up, and she gets fouled in the process. She'll take a trip to the line. And there's going to be a blocking foul. No, no trip to the line. Penguins will take it out of bounds. Natalie Bentz will step out, and here comes Sarah Nelson, the 6'4" freshman.
We've got to keep an eye on Nelson. She's sitting on three fouls, right?
Yeah. And well, we have a media timeout. Stay tuned here on a game against the Cougars versus Lady Penguins here on radio.dominican.edu. With Ariana Flynn driving to the lane, the Penguins still have possession after a blocking foul called on the Cougars. Taking it out is Yamauchi, trying to find 5 seconds. Finds Flynn, mid-range Jay. She shoots it and she makes it. 54-35, Penguins down by 19. 10 buckets, Penguins are back in it. Good D by Takoy. Laura Johnson passes to Agin. Laura Johnson still has it. Back, shot by Bauman. There's going to be a foul on Flynn. And I believe she was shooting three. She may be shooting three. And it is going to be on Ariana Flynn, confirmed by the referee. There was a push.
Bauman,
I guess.
Yeah, you're right. Bauman was outside of the arc. So I think she's going to get a tray.
But they're going to say that she was not in the act of shooting.
Oh. Wow. I think you and I both thought
yeah.
She was.
She was set up with her feet planted just like that, and there's a shooting motion, and there's the three ball they're looking for by Bailey Bauman. 57-35, Penguins down 22. 11 minutes, 16 seconds left. Valentine back in play. She's 1-for-10 on the day, not so good. And there's a miss by Sarah Nelson. Jasmine Green's playing with a little limp on her. I just watched her play, and she has a little limp. And there's a turnover. Nakamura's going to run the break. Nakamura just crosses half court. They're running. Finds Yamauchi in the corner. Now Nelson pivots back to Yamauchi. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Nelson backing up on Hofer, and what a hook shot. There's Nelson. Nelson with three fouls on her. She's playing like it's the last night of her life. There's another three ball. Missed by Bauman, rebounded by Green. Here comes Yamauchi, who crosses half court, finds Nakamura. Nakamura finding Nelson, she gets pushed down by Hofer. Hofer surprised. Because honestly, Hofer just put two hands up, and Nelson bumped right into her. But they're going to say that Hofer pushed off. That's what caused Nelson to fall over.
Nelson popped up. She's chewing on that mouth guard, you see. It looks like she has a mouthful of bubble gum.
Yeah. Now here comes Nakamura. Pretty odd to have bubble gum at a basketball game, but Nelson airballs that one, and it's going to be rebounded. And there's a good press by the Penguins. And they're going to say that Kayla Valentine reached in.
I think it was Yamauchi. We'll find out.
Yeah, it's on Valentine.
You're right.
That's her second foul on the night.
Yamauchi and Valentine were playing such massive defense in the backcourt. It was 2-on-1. And they were really all over Strasburg.
Yeah. Strasburg is going to be shooting 1-on-1 because she was fouled on the other end of the court. And she nails that one. 58-37. Penguins down. And here comes Strasburg. 5'4". Here's her second. As a point guard, that's what you need to do. Point guards are used to shoot primetime free throws at the end of the game. Here comes Yamauchi with 10 minutes, 4 seconds left. Valentine has it. Nelson's posting up on Hildreth. Nelson is being really tested now on a 6'2" Hildreth. Yamauchi, three ball, and it doesn't even hit iron. Yamauchi pressing on Agin. Finds Laura Johnson. Johnson back to Hildreth. Good give and go.
Well, that was a nice textbook move under the bucket. USF's really coming together now all of a sudden.
USF is 6-0 on the road when two or more Cougars are in double digits. Tonight they have three. Valentine has it. Back to Nelson. A little pivot shot. Bentz is hustling for that ball, and she gets it. Bentz is known as a defensive player, and she's getting them rebounds. And Nakamura will give it to her. Three ball by Kimmy Nakamura. Assist by Sarah Nelson, 61-40. And how about that? Sarah Nelson getting in the assist column. 9 minutes left in the game. Strasburg three ball. Rebounded by Valentine. Here comes the fast break. She's in traffic. Finds Nakamura. Three ball one more time. Yes! How about that? The Penguins are finding energy from Nakamura.
8 points unanswered.
The Penguins are finding energy.
They took advantage of that air ball 5-on-4 situation. Nakamura's got the hot hand right now.
She has a hot hand, but she also has a hot hand to give a foul.
Yeah.
That's a foul on Nakamura, and that's gonna get Vanessa Johnson. She will be at the line. And now four Penguins will check in. Nelson's out. Yamauchi's out. Bent's out. And so is Valentine. Coming in is Wise, Carnes, Hyatt, and Taki Takoi. Nakamura is going to stay in for her three-point shooting. She's heating up. Vanessa Johnson nails that one. Johnson tonight has 17 points in about 30 minutes of play. Johnson nails that one. And the Penguins will have possession now. 63-43. Penguins down by 20. 10 buckets.
Considering we've only played 31 and a half minutes, she hasn't sat much.
No, she hasn't. She's been their leading scorer, averaging 13 points per game.
Yeah.
Here's Nakamura being guarded.
She's going to hit 25 points before this game's over.
Yeah, if she keeps playing all these minutes.
Yeah.
Rebounded by Hildreth. And here comes Ulmer. Ulmer to Hildreth. And that's Rushton, who's been on fire but doesn't even hit iron there.
It was an air ball on Rushton. I'll tell you what, the perimeter work, moving that ball around like that, you move the ball that quickly back and forth all around the outside, you're going to create open looks. And that's exactly what USF has done.
The white ball. And we have a media timeout here on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab with you. And the Penguins have possession. They're down by 20. And here comes Lauren Hyatt being guarded by Hildreth. Give and go to Coy. Oh, man, that was an easy layup, and she just gets too much on it. Strasburg guarded by Carnes.
Oh.
Almost stolen by Wise. And there goes again Rushton for three.
Rushton made the Penguins pay after Wise jumped in there. Almost had the big steal, but then it took her out of position and Rushton knocks down the deuce.
Rushton has 13 points on the day. Here comes Takoi calling out the play, barking out orders. What a captain needs to do. Here comes Carnes back to Nakamura.
Oh.
Here's Takoy, and she mishandles it, probably because of all the defense that USF is playing, and will be Penguin possession.
I could hear it in your voice, Bob. You saw Takoy wide open on the baseline, and you were ready to call her to good, but she threw it away. Here you go, Bob.
Here comes Takoy, has the ball back to Hyatt, and she tries to float it up and in, but rebounded by Rushton. She got that angrily. She's furious after that rebound.
She had the right angle on it, too. Ball
pressure! Here comes Hildreth down low, and there's Agin. Or Ulmer, I should say, rebounded by Hyatt. Penguins need to run. They got numbers, but now USF just rushed forward. There's Wise down low. Good no-look pass to Hyatt, and she has a trip to the line. Hyatt knew she had that one, too.
Well, as Brian Sanchez would say, the Penguins had the friendlies going down with her on that side of the court, and the Penguins had a clean look at it. We'll see if they can make up for it, though.
Me and Brian have different terms. I call them Dougies. He called them friendlies.
All right. I like them both of them.
And here's Hyatt at the line. Lauren Hyatt's 0 for 1 on the day, and her first free throw of the night is off, so she's 0 for 1 on free throws.
Oh boy. That was not her best shot there. Maybe a foot or two short.
Well, the Penguins are shooting 75% on free
throws. Respectable. Could live with that.
After that, Penguins will go up to 81%.
Yeah.
That's something the Penguins have been looking forward to. Something that they could actually be positive with, and that's free throws. Last season, they were horrendous on the free throw
range. You're absolutely right. One other thing that I'll say that they're positive on tonight, especially, is this defense. I love it. Like right there, great steal by Valentine.
Honestly, I mean, I've been mentioning Carnes a lot. I'm impressed with Natalie Bentz. Bentz has been playing big minutes. I mean, points don't mean everything. She's doing the dirty work. She's playing some solid D. She's getting some rebounds, and she's forcing turnovers.
She's getting play every game, too. Bentz gets in there at least five or seven minutes a game.
And she deserves it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's been playing great.
There's Valentine to Nakamura, three ball. And can she be heating up? That's her three. That's her third three of the half. Nakamura now has 13 points. Leading scorer for the Penguins is Takoy with 16. Oh, no, I should say Nakamura has 19 now.
Three ball just shot off there, Piab, when you look down by Hofer.
Hofer can shoot the three ball. Amazing. Here comes Nakamura, who has 19 points on the night. Here comes Nelson, guarded by Hofer. Valentine, jab steps to Nelson. How about that? The freshman is playing big minutes now.
Still a 20-point game. The Penguins are going to have to do something other than matching baskets.
You know, the Penguins are playing good D. Let's see if they can still play some more D. And there it is again. Yamauchi forcing Vanessa Johnson to go to carry the ball. The Penguins need an answer now. With 5 minutes, 26 seconds, they need 10 buckets to come back in the game.
It's exactly what the Penguins need right there. That kind of turnover, and they need to keep that sort of pressure up.
There's Valentine. She's on top of the key. They're trying to post up Nelson on Hofer. So far, the last time they matched up, it went perfectly. They're still looking for that matchup, but Hoffer's just too big.
She just pushes Nelson all over the place without any trouble at all.
That was a good drive by Yamauchi. Just too bad it got back iron. Yamauchi's 0 for 4 on the night.
Uh-oh.
Hofer tries to shoot another three, and that's off. 69-49, 4 minutes, 50 seconds left.
I love how Bentz ran in and got that rebound. Demanded it.
On the corners, Valentine. Yamauchi trying to find. They're just trying to find Nelson down low, but Hoffer's too big. There's a move. They missed it, though. Valentine was just missed it. Too hesitant to throw it away. Bentz down low. No, she's not known for offense, but Bentz is just hustling. I love Bentz's effort. 69-49 still. Cougar possession. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. Hoffer on top of the key. Now down low, guarded by Valentine. That's Laura Johnson. Hoffer on top of the key now, driving in on Nelson. She just owned it.
Oh boy, Nelson got worked. Yeah. Hoffer juked left and worked Nelson to the right. Oy, that was tough.
Hofer's just
she'll
a big
learn
body.
From that. That's how bad that was.
Like she's gonna when she watches tape, she's gonna feel embarrassed that just happened.
Well, I bet she won't let it happen again though.
They're just trying to find it, and there's Nelson. They found her, but she mishandled the ball, and there's gonna be a jump ball. But timeout before the jump ball calls Coach Chambers. We'll be back. 30-second timeout here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins get possession, but they turn it over right away. USF now with possession with 3 minutes, 36 seconds left in the game. Flynn just falls after Johnson misses a three, and now they're running. Start your engines. Tecoy finds Wise in the corner. Wise guarded by Laura Johnson. Flynn down low, trying to find someone open. Wise finds Flynn. Flynn thinks about a three, goes under the back, and now they're just letting time go by. Penguins down by 22. Flynn drives the lane, and she draws a foul, and she hits it hard. Awkward release there. She tried to throw it over with her right hand after pushed hard. On 22, Bailey Bauman. That's her second on the night. And we have a media timeout. Stay tuned, radio.dominican.edu. We are back here on radio.dominican.edu. Ariana Flynn just drove to the lane, and she was fouled. So she has a chance to shoot two and bring the Cougars lead, cut it to 20. Flynn looks at it, shoots it, and swish. 3 minutes, 9 seconds left in the game, down by 21. Ariana Flynn, freshman, learning from her mistakes, turned the ball over a lot, but the good thing is she's 4-for-4 from the line. So here comes USF pushing it. Flynn playing good defense now. Defense on Vanessa Johnson. That's their star. That's good D by Flynn. Johnson just turned it over. Oh, Mo, she called timeout after good D by Flynn. So we'll be back in a few. Radio.dominican.edu. If you want to hear Drizzy Drake, check out Wild Jam for Wild 94.9. But now we have a game matchup for the Lady Penguins against the Cougars. Here on radio.dominican.edu. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left. And here come the Cougars. Drive by Laura Johnson, off front iron. She tips it right back to Bauman. Vanessa Johnson back to Laura Johnson, back to Hildreth. Driving the lane. There's going to be a little foul, and that's going to be on Ariana Flynn. Ariana Flynn fell to the ground hard. Oh, no, they're going to say it's on Kelly Hoff, the 6-foot junior. So Penguins catch a break there. Penguins down by 20. 2 minutes, 33 seconds left. Flynn asks for it on the corner. Trying to find Nelson, and Nelson stepped out of bounds. That's a turnover. There are too many turnovers the Penguins are suffering from. That's why they're down by 20. If not, they played tremendous in the first half, not turning the ball over that much. And now turnovers are killing them. USF has possession now. Alyssa Rushton back to Strasburg, and she's trying to shake off Yamauchi, who's playing good D back court. Flynn is just playing tremendous defense. She's stepping up, and she caused Ulmer to hit the floor, and Nelson hits the floor. There's no basket. There's going to be a foul on the floor.
Oh, Nelson hit the deck so hard there, but she popped right back up. But for a second, I wasn't sure.
That foul's going to be on Sarah Nelson.
No.
Yeah, that's her fourth foul.
She fouled out the last game we called on the air just 3 days ago against St. Martin's, and now she's in trouble again.
Alyssa Rushton just having a career day. She has 15 points on the night. Well, 15 if she makes this free throw. And from the line, she's 2-for-2.
Do you see that side spin? Wow.
Shows signs of a true scorer. She has 15 points on the night now. Flynn, good drive, but she's fallen down on that drive. Rushton comes up with the loose ball. Rushton to Bauman. Back to Rushton. Ulmer drives the lane, mid-range Jay. She'll get that rim to go. Everything USF has been throwing up this half has been falling. Good fast break move. The freshman duo of Yamauchi and Nelson. This is the future of the Penguins. There's gonna be a 30 second timeout, so they're gonna call for subs. Lindsey Johnson will come in for the Cougars. Nakamura and Carnes will come in for Flynn and Yamauchi. I mentioned before, the future of the Penguins looks bright with a 6'4" freshman and a point guard, a true point guard in Yamauchi. The future looks bright for the Penguins. And here comes, coming in for her first minutes of the game, number 40, Paige Burkett, sophomore out of Pierre, South Dakota, and she checks in at 5'5". So she is the shortest player next to Strasburg. And that's a three ball right away. And that's by Paige Burkett. Gets in right away and nails a three ball. The Cougars bench went ballistic after she made that. Nakamura to Nelson. Nelson has a good post move, but that was just too much on it. A good pivot, laid it up, went in and out. 78-53, Penguins down. Tokoi playing good minutes, good D. Strasburg guarded by Carnes. Back to Burkett.
Wow.
And it, oh, laid up and out. That's by Lindsey Johnson. Melissa Wise was open and Carnes just missed her. And Nelson can't get that one to roll. Nelson is just getting a lot of trouble from this defense. Turnover to Coy. She's ready to rally up her troops. Finds Carnes, thinks about a three. Now she'll drive in, layup, and in!
Up under with the underhanded move. Did you see that?
That was just a good move. That's what you have to do if you're 5'1". Try to press it in and try to float it. That's what she did right there. There comes Ulmer. And there's going to be a foul on Melissa Wise after Lindsey Johnson just touched the... Lindsey Johnson caught the ball. Coach Chambers needs to calm down on the bench. She is yelling at the referee.
I don't think she needs to do anything with 17 seconds to go except blow a little steam off right now because she's been watching these weird calls all night. And I think she's right.
Or else they'll be called for a tech.
Well, with 17 seconds and down by 23 points, how about four techs? It won't matter.
Yeah.
I'd say let her do what she wants. She's the coach.
Missing first is Lindsey Johnson, and she'll nail the second one. Here comes Carnes. Carnes drives it with 11 seconds left. 10, finds Nakamura. 9, can the Penguins find some points before the game's over? Nakamura lays it up, and out! Oh, man, that was almost in. Game's over. Penguins lose it 79-55 after a solid first half and just a second half where the Cougars were just too amazing. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are out, ladies and gentlemen. DJ P-Yob, known as Patrick Kiyab-Yob, my play-by-play man, Stuart Horn. We are out. Radio.Dominican.edu.